Okay, so let's get busy learning the Masechta over here. We did a little psicha yesterday, a little introduction, and started learning. So those of you that missed it, I'm sorry about that. But let's get going over here. We are in the beginning of Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Arba Rosh Hashanim Haim. There are four Rosh Hashanahs. Now, that doesn't mean that there's four Yom HaDins. It doesn't mean that. The next Mishnah speaks about the Yom HaDins. There's just four times that we start and we get things started. And that's what's called Rosh Hashanah. And it's again, it's a different halachas. If you look in the Mishnah, it doesn't seem so clear what the four are, but the Gemara is going to tell us what they are later. We'll see a multitude, but according to different shitas, it's going to be a little confusing. So let's get started. It says, Abba Rosh Hashanah, Be'echad B'nisan, Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim U'L'Regalim. We're about to see what Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim means in the Gemara. It means for kings, and the Gemara will tell us what that is relevant for us. And L'Regalim means, Rashi explains, says the Gemara will explain later, but we mentioned yesterday, it means for Baal Ta'acher, you have three regalim, according to the Tana of this Mishnah, to fulfill your pledge. Anyone makes a pledge, he has three festivals in order to fulfill it, and it starts, the ticker starts in Nisan, which would otherwise mean that it starts Pesach time. Bechad Be'el Rosh Hashanah L'Maiser Behema. So Maiser Behema, we mentioned, is similar to the fact that a person has Maiser Tvua. We also has a Maiser Behema. The Gemara says in the pasuk Aser to Aser. From there we learn Shnei Maisers Achosim Medaber Echad Maiser Behema VeEchad Maiser Tvua. So you have a Maiser that you have to take on your crop, and also a Maiser you have to take off on your livestock. So that Maiser, you take the animals, you put them through the corral. The tenth one gets branded or gets colored, whatever it is, and that one's Kodesh. Now the halacha is, and we'll see this also with our crops, is that you only take Maiser from one year onto something of the same year. You don't take off Maiser from different years. So anything that was born in this year is one group. And that's all that you take Maiser from. So what is considered this year when it comes to Maiser Behema? It's from Elul to Elul. The Sfasemis, by the way, has a whole Shtikl Torah on Elul and why Maiser Behema is Rosh Hashanah for Elul and what the Avoid of Elul is. And he speaks about that. So that's interesting. But interestingly enough, it's not everyone's Shita. Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, I remember Echad B'Tishrei. We actually start Echad B'Tishrei as Maiser Behema. Is Rosh Hashanah for Maiser Behema. So according to Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, there is no Elul is not a Rosh Hashanah for anything. Be'echad B'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim Shitim Shmitim Yoivlois Netia Yerakos. Echad B'Tishrei, which is our classic Rosh Hashanah, is Rosh Hashanah, and our Mishnah doesn't focus on Yom HaDin at all. As I said, that's the next Mishnah. Shanim is referring to Goyish kings. We'll see in the Gemara that they, when we date the Shtoros, so then you date them from Echad B'Tishrei. And I emphasize Goyish kings, not Jewish kings. We'll talk about that when we get to the Gemara. Shmitin, as we know, every 7 years there's a cycle. And the seventh year, the land has to lay fallow. It's like a Shabbos for Karka, for your property. And that is, and that starts Echad B'Tishrei, is when you start the Shemitah. Yoivos is every 50 years. So then all loans are annulled. All properties go back to their original owner, and all slaves go, all Jewish slaves go free. That's Yovel, and that also starts on Rosh Hashanah. It's interesting because we know, we mentioned yesterday that we blow Shofar on Yom Kippur, but Echad B'Tishrei is going to be the beginning of the Yovel. We'll see, the Gemara is going to talk about that. Netiyah and Yerakos, Netiyah means when you plant a tree. So we know the first 3 years that you plant a tree, you can't eat the fruit. It's orla. We actually bought a kumquat tree, and I asked the Rav of our kehila, Rabbi Frati, if we can eat it, because the tree is obviously wasn't a baby, but because you repotted, so therefore he said we should be machmir and not eat it. By the time 3 years was up, the tree was already dead. Anyway, so we didn't get anything out of it. But you have 3 years of netia, 3 years where, and when does the year start? The year begins Echad B'Tishrei. Yerakos means Maiser Yerek. Anyway, those are all, many of those dinim are agriculture. Dinim of Echad B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon, is Rosh Hashanah for trees. That's the Inyan taking off Maiser from Peris Ilon. We speak about that Peris Ilon. It depends on the Chanata, the blooming, which is different than Yerakos. We'll see in the Gemara all of that. Kedir Be'Shami B'Sil. I remember Tu B'Chamisha Aser Boy, Tu B'Shvat. Rabbi B'Sil is of the opinion that it doesn't depend on the first day of the month. It depends on the 15th day of the month. Says the Halakha Gemara, Limalachim Limay Hilchasam. You said this is Rosh Hashanah for Malachim. So what does that mean? When we say it's Rosh Hashanah for kings, what is that relevant? I mean, what is the significance of that din? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda Lishtaris. It has to do with when you write a shtar. When the way that they dated a shtar is they didn't, well, we have a Jewish Hebrew date, which is Brias Olam Tavshin Pei, and we have a Goyish date of 2020. 2020 doesn't mean that the Goyim think that the world was created 2020 years ago. 2020 years ago was their savior. That was the Ki'ilu, his legacy, and they wanted to remember it. Gregory wanted to remember it. He made the Gregorian calendar. So therefore, they dated it to them. Now, that idea was not a new concept. We actually dated our shtars also to our kings out of deference, respect for the kings. So therefore, the shtar would write on it, would say the date. Let's say the date is Chof Aleph Tammuz. And it would say the third year of the reign of King Yehoshaphat or King Rehavam or King Shlomo, King David, whatever it was. Now, when was it considered to be that the king's year was a complete year? So we didn't go after the king's coronation, which means that a random date, whatever day he became king. Rather, every year when it was Echad ben Nisan, every king we knew, that became a new year. It just was much more, it was easier to remember, and we'll see the Gemara is going to bring him a car for that. Now, who cares if you date, what the date on the shtar, if it's right or if it's wrong, what difference does it make? Ditznan, it says in the Mishnah, shtar chov hamukdamim psulim. If a shtar chov is predated, it's dated, the date is earlier than it's meant to be. If it's a year earlier, it's going to be pasul. Mu'charim, but if it's a year later, it's kosher. So now we see it's important to know the right date, because if you date it early, so then the shtar is going to be pasul. What is the reason for that? I'll explain to you very simply. A shtar is not only relevant to the malva and the loiva. The two of us want to make up whatever we want to make up. We want to write a shtar the wrong date. That's between the two of us. And, you know, that's, you know, you want to do that. You can mess around with your documents. It's fine. But a shtar is also relevant to people that bought properties off of the loiva. A loiva is the one who borrowed money. So when he borrows money, and he borrows with a shtar, so all of his properties have now become meshubed. There's a lien on all of them. And if anyone buys the property after the halva, emphasize that, after the halva, that property is at risk of being taken for the halva. It's like a guarantor. There's a lien on the property. So the date of the halva, the date of the loan is critical, because what happens if someone bought a property the day before the loan happened? The loan happened, he faulted on the loan, the person that lent him the money comes and wants to take the property. He says, what do you mean? I bought this property before you actually lent him the money. How are we going to know if it was bought after or before? You'll look at the shtar. So the date on the shtar is going to indicate to us whether or not I can, which fields I can, or which properties I can be goyve. Therefore, a shtar chov that's muktam, which says that the loan happened early, is possible, because that can affect people that perhaps bought the shtar beforehand. Avol mu'ucharim is ksherim, because if the malva wants to push off the documentation of the loan, that's his prerogative. He wants to do that. The only person he messes up is himself. So therefore, we need to know the date of the shtar. Now it says, Tana Rabbanon, Melech she'amad be'esim v'tisha ba'adar, a king that he became king. He was coronated on the 29th day of Adar. That is right before the first day of Nisan. Kivin shigiyo mechel Nisan. It's now a day later. Also, Ishana, it's considered as if he has finished his first year of reign, even though in the first year he actually only was king for a day. Vimlo amad ela be'echad b'nisan. If he only became king on the first day of Nisan, ein moinin loishana. It doesn't. He hasn't completed his shana. We don't count it for a year. Ad shehigia Nisan acher, until the next year of Nisan, so he'll have to actually have 354 days of being king. Amar mar. Melech she'amad be'esim mitisha ba'adar. Now we're going to examine that statement that we just made. Amar Mar. Whenever the Gemara says Amar Mar, it usually means we're going back to something we said before, and we're going to examine it. A king that stood on the 29th day of Adar, Kivin Shigiyu Mechad Ben Nisan Al Soloi Shana. Once he reaches the first day, which is basically means he was king for a day, it says the Gemara Hakam Ashmalon, Din Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim. First thing we teach is what it says in our Mishnah, and we now see that Nisan is the first day of the year for kings. V'yoyim Echad Mishana Chashiv Shana. And even if you're just king for a day, it's as if he's been a king for an entire year. Okay, that's a very interesting chiddush, a nice chiddush, to know that even though it's just a day, he barely even got started. You know, the first day, he's just kind of settling in. It's still considered as if he was already king for a year. If he only became king on the first day of Nisan, he doesn't become a king until he reaches a year later Nisan. Now the Gemara says, that's Pshita. We already know that Rosh Hashanah L'Melachim from the last statement is Nisan. So if you only become king after Nisan, so then of course you're going to have to wait until the following Nisan. Pshita, says the Gemara, Lo Tzricha, no, there is a Chiddush here. The Imni Le Me'adar, so he was the king elect. I didn't know they do those types of things. I thought kings just become kings, but he was elected king. Imni Le Me'adar, he was already elected king from before Rosh Hashanah, before Nisan, and they just wanted to make a whole, a whole production of it. They wanted a whole. They were going to do a coronation. So I would have thought, Maratema Nimni Le Tartin Shnit, maybe that would be considered as if once everyone decided he's going to be king. So that should already, once we hit Aleph Nisan, we should say, okay, that's already the second year of his kingdom. It should count it as 2 years. Kamash Malan, it doesn't count as 2 years. Beautiful. Now the Gemara is going to go back, or Gemara is going to continue and give us more of these different types of circumstances. Tana Rabbanan, Meis Ba'Adar. There was a previous king who died in Adar. V'amar Acher Tachtov Ba'Adar. And the other one now also became king in Adar. There was a very quick switch over, which happened usually, because usually who is the one who killed the king? The person that became king. That's usually what ended up happening. So the first king died in Adar, and the second king became king right afterwards, Ba'Adar. Moinim Shana Lazeh Ulazeh. Each one is considered to be, this is his year. So if you would date the shtar to the king, we're going to use the name David and Shlomo, David and Shlomo. Well, for sure, Shlomo didn't kill David, but Shlomo became king after David. So if you would date this year to David and to Shlomo, it would be fine, because this year, David was king and Shlomo was king. They both were king. Shlomo became king in Adar, but they both were king this year. So, Moinim Shana Lazeh Lazeh, Meis B'Nisan. If the first king died in Nisan, the second king also became king in Nisan. Moinim Shana Lazeh Lazeh. Again, you could count the year for both kings. However, Meis Ba'Adar, B'Nisan, the first king died in Adar. And as we know, Adar means that he died before the new year. Raman Achatachto Benisam, the second king, became king afterwards. My name Rishon, Rishon Alarishon Ushnia Lesheni. We count the first year for the first king and the second year for the second king. If you're wondering that there's, like, what's the Chiddush, the Gemara wonders that too. Let's see it in sign. Amar Mar, Meis Ba'Adar. What happens if the first king died in Adar? Raman Achatachto Be'Adar. The second king also became king in Adar. So then this year will work for both of them. Monishan Lezeh Lezeh Pshita. Of course, they were both king. After all, they were both king this year. Ma'udetema, I would have thought, Shata Lebe Tre Loimaninon. You can't count 1 year for two different kings. Kamash Malan. Now, I think the way I understand this Gemara, and I didn't see that many of them before, but I think it means as follows. Even after David HaMelech has died, you could still write this year is the year that David reigned, because he reigned this year. So in other words, in theory, I could write now a date. I could either choose to write David or Shlomo. That's interesting. Can you do that? Can you do it for the same time, write for two different kings? Yes, because this year was a year of David and a year of Shlomo. So therefore, we can write both of them. That's a Chiddush. Shata Lebe Tre, a time can be written for both kings. I would think, Lo Manino, we can't count to Kamash Malan, we can. Meis B'Nisan, the first king, David, died in Nisan. The Amen Achatachta B'Nisan, and another king also was coronated in Nisan. Mainim Shana Lezeh Lezeh, we could count this year for both kings. Pshita. Now, we already know that Shata Lebe Tre, what we saw in the previous Gemara, that you could count for two kings in the same year. So what's the Chiddush year? Ma'od Etema Kiyamrino Yamechel B'Shana Chashav Shana B'Soif Shana. I might think this that we said. No, it's maybe what happened is the king, let's say David, only reigned for a year in the new year. In other words, he died on Aleph Nisan. I would think this idea of Yomecha B'Shana Chashiv Shana is only the end of a year. Avol B'Tchilas Shana, but in the beginning of a year, Lo Yamrinan, I wouldn't say that. So this is not called David's year. David didn't reign this year. David died on the first day of Nisan. Kamash Malon, that no, this is also called the year of David's reign because he reigned one day in the year. It's considered to be that year. Kamash Malon. Meis Ba'Adar, the first king died in Adar, v'ametachtav achar tachtav b'Nisan, and the second king became king in Nisan the next year. Manim Rishayna LaRishon. The first king gets the first year. Bishniya LaSheni. And the second king gets the second year. Pshita, isn't that obvious? Says the Gemara, Lo Tzricha, the Imnu Leimei Adar. The second king was already appointed king, or he's already elected king from Adar before Rosh Hashanah. Similar to what we saw before in the Gemara. So what's the Chiddush of this? And, says the Gemara, adds another detail, Melech ben Melech Hu. He is the king, the son of a king. As you remember, as you mentioned, for example, Shlomo. So Shlomo HaMelech, in truth, we know that Shlomo did not become king right away. There was actually other people that wanted, or well, at least in the, even in the lifetime of David HaMelech, there are people that were trying to take away the kingdom from Shlomo, from underneath Shlomo HaMelech's legs. But there was a process of perhaps of him becoming king, and that process went through from Adar till Nisan. So therefore, I might have thought, being that he was already elected king, even though he didn't become king, and he was a melech ben melech, that should count for 2 years. That's the chiddush that we have here, that says that no, until you actually become king, it's very nice that people want you to be king. It's very nice that you're planning on being king. It's very nice that you have the potential to be king. You don't do it. You don't actually be king. We don't count that as a year. Maybe there's a lesson for us there, that it's about just doing it, not about thinking about doing it. Anyway, we're up to the Gemara Amar Rabbi Yochanan. I know we went super fast today, and we're doing a little bit less than planned, but Baruch Hashem, I have a tzibur waiting for us here. So Bez Hashem, Belineda, tomorrow, there's a new sugya. We're going to chazer over what we did, and we're going to start Amar Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara asks, Minayin l'melachim shein manin l'melim in Nisan. How do we know, in fact, that kings start from Nisan? Where do we get that from? And we're going to bring Psukim. It's a very, very detailed Gemara. I'm going to try to print out some maps for you so you should see it. But easy. It's really not so hard. And interesting, a lot of interesting Psukim. So Bez Hashem, we'll continue with that. And more.
Tomorrow. Make it a great day. Yeah.